Cardiff.
Hi. I got an offer from you folks for a business loan or application.
Okay, give me one sec. Let me pull that screen up. Okay, was there a 16-digit reservation number on there?
There was.
Okay. And what is that number?
311-0201-0011-9193.
9193. Okay. And can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. And I have a JKG LLC.
That's correct.
Okay. And what is your name?
My name is James Gifford.
James Gifford. Okay, and the best phone number for you?
480-748-9861.
9861, okay. And is that the number you're calling from?
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay, perfect. So I have JKG LLC, and I'm showing the address 2354 East Laurel Street in Mesa, Arizona. And what we had sent you is an offer for financing. We have a few different programs here. Was there something specific you wanted to use the funds for?
Our business is, my wife and I bought a restaurant about 8 years ago. That's what JKG LLC is.
Okay.
And we opened up a new location.
Okay.
And we just have been underfunded from day one. And we just haven't been able to do everything we need to do in a new location to make it what it needs to be. It's good to take it to another level. So.
Okay. And when did you purchase that location again?
Yeah, she works in
Auburn
down the hall.
Basically, we started the company from scratch and leased the location in November of 2014.
That's the new restaurant location?
That's the new restaurant location.
Okay, got it.
I could give you a website that would give you an idea of what it looks like.
Sure. What is that?
We launched our new website this morning. In fact, we've had a website, but we really upgraded it.
Okay.
It's called Roses, R-O-S-A-S.
Uh-huh.
M-E-X, it's a Mexican restaurant,
rosesmex.com. Oh, okay. And is that what your other restaurant is as well?
It's a Mexican restaurant as well. And I can
okay.
do that outside of the
That's okay. Let me see here. Okay. So, in terms of funding, what were you looking for? Did you need capital? Did you need equipment?
We need capital.
Okay.
We just used the other location, and we were just kind of underfunded. And we brought some capital in. This new location is quite a bit bigger than our old location. And
okay.
We have some funding, but we just need some additional capital to kind of get us over the top.
Okay. And what would you be using that for? Is it for inventory or payroll, or did you have something specific?
Not really payroll or inventory. We would be just using it basically for some for advertising, some for different things that we had to spend money on. We probably pay off some of our credit cards with it that we use. I mean, if you look at the website, you'll get the idea of how big a place it is, and it was just bigger. It's bigger than we thought it would be. In a little over $100,000, but it's just not enough capital to do this place justice. And we're gaining on customers and stuff. But
that's good.
Additional capital to get us over the hump.
Okay, let me see here. Rosa's next. Well, it's a nice website.
Thank you. Yeah, we're really pleased with how that came out. And
yeah, that looks like a neat building.
It's wonderful. It's
another place.
There's actually two buildings there. There's a taqueria.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of a takeout, fast, casual place. You can sit down, but it's to get in and get out. And
yeah.
Then the sit-down restaurant where you go in and do some fine dining. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a really neat building.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a beautiful place to visit. And we enjoy cleaning it out. We just bring enough capital to the table, really.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful place, but we're just needing a little bit more capital to kind of get us, you know, where we need to get.
All right. Well, let's see if we can help you out. Did you have an amount in mind?
You know, originally my wife and I talked maybe about 200, but I think if we brought in somewhere around 125,000,
okay,
we'd probably make that work. And,
okay. And now, what did this business do last year for gross revenue? And what are you averaging monthly currently?
Currently, are you talking about the original business or the new location?
Well, did you have a preference as to which business you wanted to do a loan under?
It just depends on your programs.
You
know, I noticed on your flyer here, you've got secured loans up to 5 years, unsecured up to 3 years.
Right.
I don't know exactly, you know, what you normally do. But,
So it'll depend on the amount you're looking for and then what those businesses are grossing. So we can compare the two and I can let you know how much I think you will get approved for. And then we can see which.
Last year, the original business did about $700,000 in gross sales.
Okay, the original did $700,000?
$700,000 in gross sales.
And that was 2015, okay.
Yeah.
And what is it averaging monthly?
That's Rosa's Mexican Grill, the JKG, the one that you sent me the flyer on.
Okay.
$100,000 in gross sales. The new location, the restaurant part opened up partway through the year.
Mm-hmm.
Generally speaking, at the new location right now, we're doing, I want to say, roughly about $100,000 to $110,000 worth of business a month.
Okay, great. And that includes the restaurant and the taqueria?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay. All right, great. So we usually can lend about 10 to 15% of the gross revenue, or close to what you're doing on a monthly basis. So you probably would qualify for around, and I would use the new restaurant because it's grossing more, around 1 to maybe 150. And we approve you for the max amount of capital, and then you can decide how much you actually want to take.
Okay.
Well, now, do you?
At least that you can get away with.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now, do you have any working capital loans currently?
On the new location business, which the name of the new location, the actual legal name is KJCC.
KJCC.
Alphabet Soup. My wife's name is Karma. My first name is James. And so on the second location, we put her initial first.
Oh, okay.
So the K. So KJ.
Okay.
And we don't really, we have some equipment. No, we don't even have equipment loans against it.
Oh, you don't? Okay. Location,
we don't have any loans against it. We took the equipment loans down in the original location.
I see. Okay.
And the money that we brought into the new business, we actually did it out of a kind of a personal loan and working capital from the old location. So there's no.
Okay. Okay. What is your time frame for getting the funding?
you know, we would like to try to execute something in the next 30 days if we can. But
okay. We have a really quick process, so it's something we can get to you by next week if you needed it.
Well, sooner is better, but
okay.
But we realize sometimes loans take time, so.
Yeah, exactly. So this would be an unsecured loan, unlike when you got your equipment financing. We also do equipment financing here as well. But
okay.
And that's secured by the equipment itself. And this would actually be an unsecured, uncollateralized loan, so we don't ask for any assets. Typically, we see the terms on the unsecured loans between 3 months and 3 years and anywhere in between. So we'll usually approve you for the longest term and the largest funding amount, and then we can work backwards to find a good fit for you in terms of structuring the loan. Does that make sense?
Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah. Now, how is your credit and your wife's credit?
Probably average to slightly above average. I think
okay.
She's in the high 60s. I may be hovering right around 700 or 700.
Okay.
And
okay, that'll work.
I'm higher than me.
Well, what's good about this program is, unlike equipment financing, which is very credit-driven, this one is more driven on the revenues of the business, because that's what we're essentially approving you on. We want to make sure a business can repay the loan back, and that's why we never want to give a business too much, so that's why we kind of stay in the range of 10 to 15% of the yearly gross revenue. So for you, I think, you know, the 1 to 150 is probably the range of what you would get approved for.
Sure.
Yeah. To get you an approval with some different term options, we require a few items of documentation, and I can email this to you. It's 6 months business bank statements, a one-page application, and then your most recent tax return. Did you have a tax return for the new business last year?
We had one at the end of 2014. We don't have 2015 yet.
Okay. That's okay.
I do have a unaudited, unreviewed statement I could send you.
Okay, that would be perfect.
Again, that was kind of a startup year.
Yeah.
Still kind of in startup mode, actually. But,
yeah.
But, you know, the big restaurant didn't start till about, you know, after into the second quarter of last year.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Something super indicative of what it can do, but I can certainly give that to you and send it to you.
Okay. Perfect. So once we have those items, we can issue the approval with different options for you, as well as the term length, the repayment. We have monthly, weekly, and daily paybacks. So
okay.
We will give you those options. It doesn't go through your credit cards. It would be a fixed amount that would come out either daily, weekly, or monthly. And that's pretty much it. Do you have a good email address where I can send the application to?
I do. It's jameswg@cox.net.
Okay.
And if there's a way to kind of give me a bit of a scenario, I realize unsecured loans can be very expensive. And
yeah.
Obviously, there's these advanced loans and that sort of thing. If that's
right,
what it is. I need to know what that cost is and decide whether I'm willing to pay that cost. Because obviously, I don't want to borrow your money if the capital is too expensive.
Sure. So I can give you a good range. Yeah, I can give you a good range. Typically, what we find is the longer the term. Just like most, you know, financing or loans, the more interest you'll pay back. And so that's why we give you the range of, you know, from 6 months all the way out to 36 months. But you won't have an APR on the loan. It'll be a fixed cost to the funds. So we'll tell you exactly how much it would be with, you know, the principal and interest. We usually see about
what
10.
What I normally do is if I can get a general idea and I say what I normally do, you know, I haven't really looked into any kind of additional financing since we opened up like 3 years ago when I was contemplating and I looked into this stuff and expansion. I would impute an APR. You know, some of them were extremely exorbitant, and I certainly didn't borrow the capital. It was too much.
Yeah.
Just to know whether you're in the realm of, yes, I can do this or not. So.
Yeah, so we usually see about 10 cents on the dollar, and on the high end would be about 30 cents on the dollar, and then anywhere in between there. And that's usually going to depend on the term that you choose for repayment, although it's not always the main factor. So we'll look at credit. We'll look at industries. You're not a high-risk industry, so that's good. And your credit seems to be, you know, decent, so that's going to definitely work in your favor. And then all of our loans have prepayment discounts. So a lot of times people will choose something that's going to be, you know, have a nice cushion where they can utilize the funds but still, you know, be able to afford the repayment, and then they'll pay the loan off early and get a discount. So we work those into
the
loan.
One of the things you mentioned in the flyer you sent was secured loan monthly payment. If you could just mention, if you're going to send me an email, mention if you actually really do those, what kind of collateral you're looking for.
So for that type of loan, we would need some type of equipment that has good market value, and then we can lend usually about 50% of that market value. However, on that loan, I don't think that we can go up to the amount you're looking for. It would probably be more so around $50,000.
Okay.
And it would be equipment that's owned free and clear, and something that has good market value. That's what they're kind of looking at for that particular loan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that gives me some
ideas.
And send me, I guess, an email with the application or something.
Sure. Yeah, I'll send that over. Give me about 10 minutes. I'll send that over. If you have any questions, let me know. All my contact info will be on the email.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Sounds good. I will send this over shortly, and then we can go from there.
All right. Sounds great.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye.